Proving trust is more important than ever, especially when it comes to your security program. Vanta helps centralize program requirements and automate evidence collection for frameworks like SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, so you save time and money and build customer trust. And with Vanta, you get continuous visibility into the state of your controls. Join more than 8,000 global companies like Flow Health, Synthesia, and Alica Bank who trust Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Now that's a new way to GRC. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
The fiber optics will fix everything.
It well, they're hurt. Coming today. If there is, Josh is referencing the fact that for the third, turn the music down. It's so effed up. It's so effed up today.
There's something on that channel because there was definitely like almost a doubling on that music.
Yeah.
Weird. A doubling?
Like a hair. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll play with it. I know we'll play with it later.
All right.
The reference that Josh was making is that by the way, I think Rob, you know how soul sucking this is for me.
I do. It's so I hate difficult. To be the guy that brings
you're hot soul-sucker. To me. You have to turn down your level to me again.
All right. And it's quieter now?
Not really.
All right.
You know what we did? When he counts 1, 2, 3, he talks into the side of his mic.
He does.
And then
he's done it for years.
And he talks directly into the mic.
Yeah, I know.
Is this any better?
Yeah, I'll deal with that, I guess. Can the listeners hear him now? I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
We're having some hair pulling technical difficulties today.
And edit in is better than ever right now.
That's good.
Fine on the edit.
That's good. Yes. That's good. Yes. So I hope you can hear us better than, and really my problem is loud. And if that's the only problem, that's good. But what Josh was referencing, as I really try to get back on track here, is the third, count them three times, that I will have the Comcast guy coming out to the house. And I have it on good authority, at least from the last discussion that I had, that today will be what is called a fiber tech. And the fiber tech will come out. And then when we return to you, I should be hunky-dory. So I'm excited about that.
Fiber tech sounds like it would be a wonderful medicine, doesn't it?
Yes, if you had constipation.
Precisely.
Where you couldn't shit.
That's right.
What were you going to say, Michael, Josh?
Could we have Michael today with your phone videotape you answering the door with the Comcast guy? Just in case it's not a fiber tech.
No, because that could be used as evidence.
I guess so.
I don't want it to be used as evidence. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. For those of you that have been with us live during the taping, my sincere apologies. We are back on track today. And I'm very, very excited because I want to tell you that my son has already had Christmas.
It's way too early. You can't do that.
I don't know what happened last night, but
Mike,
my
we
son
haven't even started the countdown jingles yet. It's like a month away. It's 30 days away.
I don't approve of this. I approved of it. I was called. He negotiated with me, and then
your son did.
What?
Your son negotiated with you? Mike, I'm very sorry. I wish I could snap my fingers.
It's coming out of Leesburg, and it's your connectivity, yep. And speed has nothing to do with it. It's totally effed. I'm trying to hear you today, but it's just dropping out on me. But this is hard.
So you negotiated with terrorists?
He was at the Mart of Wall. And at the Mart of Wall, he saw something that he had been asking for, but a different version of it. And the different version of it was much less expensive. And I'm talking about a scooter, the electric scooters that the kids want, that they want to ride through the neighborhood. And he got on with me. I knew he was with his mother because I had called her 5 minutes before. And I said, where are you? Because I had gotten home. And she said, we're window shopping at Walmart because the O'Maras get the best.
Does he normally go to Walmart without her?
I don't go to that Walmart. I don't go to Walmart anymore.
No, but you said you knew Michael was with her.
I knew he was with her.
He would have been there by himself.
No. He was with her and gets on with me and says, Dad, this is I know you were worried about the one that goes 30 miles an hour. This one goes 11 miles an hour. It's cheaper. God bless him. He's so sweet that way. He really is. And this is the one I really want. I said, well, it sounds like you want it now. He said, well, that's the only thing. Mom wanted me to ask you. And I said, okay. And so last night, he hops on his little electric scooter. Yes, sir.
Was it like a Black Friday sale that they had to act then? Or is
it was, Carla said it was significantly discounted. Okay. So that's why. But of course, we could have.
Can't you buy it and then wait?
I suppose.
You'd have to hide it, Mike. You'd have to find a good hiding place for it.
But he has it. And hey, Michael! Michael, bring your scooter in.
Can you ballpark the cost of this new 11 mile an hour scooter for us?
Under $200.
Okay. So
less than the price of a fruitcake.
Then he could get other presents on the day.
No.
Maybe nothing that's $200, but
no.
Oh, the list.
Nothing
is
of significance. It's what is it? I think no I stock. Hear him stirring. Michael,
it's an early show.
Bring me your scooter. He's up. He's
always up. Isn't he always up when there's no school?
Yeah. Well, not usually. He sometimes sleeps in, but I don't know if you heard it. Michael. Michael O'Mara, can you hear me? God damn it. Anyway, it's a small house I live in. I don't understand why nobody can hear me.
Maybe you should turn up the send to him.
Well, I'm sorry. What was that?
You should turn up the send to him.
All right.
That was just Mike. We're just trying to have a little fun, folks. That's
I know. I know. Do you get fiber optic where you live?
No.
Will you ever have it?
Probably not. Because all industries hate this town and they despise my neighborhood. That's why.
No.
Yeah.
Why would that be?
They've laid in just Mike. All I've got is it's rare. It's uninsulated copper coming into my house. It looks like an unfolded coat hanger. And you mustn't touch it because it's hot to the touch. But that's
how it's
on the internet. Yeah.
I get it. I'm trying to focus on the show. I'm really having a hard time this morning.
You know,
I don't know why.
I tried to angle to get one of my Christmas presents early.
What do you want?
Well, my parents are getting me Starlink.
Oh, that's cool.
For your car, that's great.
For the trailer. For the
turn
camera.
Your computer off and turn it back on. Join us when you can do that. You have to reboot. You have to reboot.
Go. I hate leaving you.
Goodbye.
But I want you to know, Mike, before
bye.
I go.
It's no. Bye.
I love you both.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right. There he goes. He's going to reboot his computer and come back and join us.
And it's going to be suppose. Great.
It's going to be fantastic. But I'm not sure. This all started when his son got back from school.
Oh,
I have no idea what that has anything to do with.
It's the streaming up in the bedroom.
Do you think that's what it is?
The timing lines up.
But he'd be sleeping.
He'd
be sleeping.
The only thing that doesn't match up is Robert should be asleep right now.
That's almost a lock. That'd be a stone cold lock.
No. You know what? Never mind. Because he said he is coming home to sub at the schools.
Oh, so he's probably up.
He's probably up and home.
Yeah.
And checking things out before he heads to the school.
I get it. I understand, Bruce. I do. Oh, hold on. All right.
Do we have a scooter?
Yeah. Before, stand over there until Rob comes back into the studio. Then I want to have your debut.
Does he need to go put on a shirt?
He's got a shirt on. He actually wore a shirt. So what do you want early? The fiber, Starlink. The Starlink. What is Starlink for those people
that
might not know?
That's the Elon Musk satellite internet. That is when we talked to the lady in Botswana.
Right.
That's how she was connected to the show through Starlink.
That was amazing. We were all wowed by that.
Parents are getting me that for the camper for Christmas. So that way when I go out to like spring training and everything, I can do the show from the camper.
That's very exciting. So that's cool. That's cool. So Starlink is the gold standard now, is it not? And it's one of Musk's projects.
It is one of Musk's projects that has everyone excited about. And it did do really well with the hurricanes and everything, especially up in North Carolina where he brought them all in and helped a lot of
people
out.
Hold on. What? Hold on. What? I'm melting down. Carla says I'm being, I should cut the S.
Yeah,
cut the S.
Like, it's nobody's fault.
I know it's nobody's fault, but I'm just trying to, I know Carla's lecturing me right now.
Remember, when we clean up the show afterwards, no one can notice these technical
problems. I get it. All right, I'll shut up. He says cut the S. I just couldn't hear him. That's all. It was very, very disconcerting. So getting back to the idea of Starlink, do you avoid all cables and things like that when you deal with that? Is it a satellite, satellite?
That one is satellite.
I always thought satellite was worse.
It was. But apparently this one's better, so I'm interested to try it out. I think once we had that lady on from Botswana and her video connection was better than Leesburg, I was intrigued and kind of all in on this could work and I could travel and do...
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you get that. And I hope you get that soon.
Oh, no.
And Rob is back with us. And my son is in here in the studio. Rob, can you hear us okay?
I can. Everything's coming together. How do I sound to you? Any better?
Extremely quiet. You are so quiet right now.
By the way, Rob, Carla told me to cut the S with you. So I'm not saying anything. Go. I'll let you do it with our engineer in St. Augustine, Florida.
All right, is that any better, Josh?
No, you are whispering.
Okay, how about now? 1, 2, 3.
You are whispering.
Okay, then let me do this. 1, 2, 3. Check
there you
one.
Go.
Okay.
There you go. All right,
there it is. Is your son up right now?
My son? No.
Yes. I thought he was substitute
teaching. He's not subbing
today?
Oh, you know what? He's up and gone. That's the deal.
He took the internet with him.
What? He put it in his bag.
Michael has made his way into the studio here, and he has put his scooter together. Yeah, is that too heavy to lift up? Can you lift up in front, or can you come around in back of me? There he is.
I just saw him zip by.
Merry Christmas. Are you bummed that you already have your main gift?
I've been riding it all.
All right, let me see.
Yeah, he's not bummed now. He'll be bummed in a month.
We'll hold it up together. Let's go all the way to the back here. All right, here we go.
Oh, that's...
Go tracks.
And it's bigger than I thought it would be, I guess, because of the power behind it. It's not just a scooter, like a Razor scooter. It's a vehicle.
Yeah, it's got... Does it have a horn? Why do you look bummed out with that? Is it supposed to have a horn? Do certain ones have horns?
I don't think so.
Okay, come on over.
Get him a horn for Christmas.
I'm getting him for Christmas.
Very good. Get him a horn. Get him a
French horn.
Mike,
do you want
something? Ridden it
yet? No, I won't do that. Come over to the microphone, please. Oh, he's got a light. He's got a light that he's putting on me right now.
Oh, that's good. So he can go around at night at 11 miles an hour in your neighborhood.
He was riding it last night in the pitch black with the light on. And it's more about him being seen. Oh, he put his little kickstand down. You love this, don't you? Come on over here. All right. You're a good kid. Straight A's again. You lean down, though, so they can see you. Straight A's.
I'm not looking in the camera. There we go.
So what did you leave? All right. There you go. Thank you.
You know, Mike, straight A's might be good enough to earn a second present.
Did you hear what Rob said?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, Mr. Michael. What did you leave for Daddy today that Daddy had to spend 20 minutes at 5:30 in the morning cleaning?
The dishes.
Yeah, would you like to tell the listening audience what you... Oops. Would you like to tell the listening audience what you made while I was out of the house and you were in the house alone yesterday?
So I was bored, and I decided to try to make something in the kitchen. It was like,
several things from my observation morning when I went and saw two massive kitchen sinks full of batter. I assumed that you and one of the batter. I walked into the house yesterday, and I said, "It smells like the dog has had an accident in here."
That's what I thought you were saying. That what he left
yes.
you.
Yeah,
that when you were talking about that.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
All right. What did you make yesterday?
I tried to make like a cookie dough. Like, I don't even know.
He likes
Godson,
batter.
I got a question for you, Godson. Did you have a recipe to follow, or did you just sort of go in swinging?
I winged it.
Yeah.
And I just said, we'll see where it gets me.
Can I offer you a little piece of advice? And I think your father will agree with this. Cooking, you can wing it. Baking, you cannot wing it. Baking is chemistry. And if you have a lackluster batter, you're going to end up with a dirty sink
and a foul-smelling
kitchen.
Let me ask about like a pancake batter. Doesn't apply to a pancake batter, Rob, does it? I mean,
no, I don't think so.
Can't you kind of wing it with that? But if you're like really baking a cake or pastries, or so you need to be precise.
Something that requires some sort of chemical like leavening reaction, you're going to need to have the chemistry right. What ingredients did you use, son?
I mean, I got some flour.
Good start.
Two eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Was there cheese?
Cake mix.
Was there cheese?
No.
Was there any fat in it, like butter or oil?
No.
Oh, that's your problem. A cookie is about 40% butter, son.
Were you trying to make cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, and what, did you quit?
I gave up from,
Did it ever make it to the oven?
No.
It was like, I went in. First of all, I came home, thought the dogs had had an accident.
Right.
Decided last night that I was going to binge the first, three episodes of Yellowstone and then tackle the kitchen in the morning. I didn't realize until I was standing over the sink that he's pat me on the shoulder. The odor was coming from the sink.
What would cause the odor, do you think, Chef Michael?
Great question.
I think you can't just blame me for this. Mom was cooking, too. She made eggs.
Yeah. That's
easy. Very messy. Very messy.
It was not. I remember.
How many eggs were in your cookie dough?
Yeah.
Two.
And do mom's eggs normally smell like BM?
And she cooked the eggs, at least, right?
Yeah.
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 What was in the batter? Well, or the multiple batters, because there was something chocolate. There was something chocolate that looked like explosive diarrhea.
Oh, maybe he was making like a black and white cookie, like in Baltimore.
Yeah. What was the black batter? What was that? What was the chocolatey?
Just added a bunch of cocoa powder.
Oh God! All right. So
was it unsweetened cocoa powder?
You know.
Yeah, you gotta allow for that by sweetening the cocoa before.
More brown sugar.
Well, brown sugar and cocoa don't play so great. I might have used a white granulated sugar.
We do not have white sugar.
What does it always color with you guys?
We don't have it. He uses the ingredients that he's got. So is there anything you'd like to say before I kick you out of the studio? What are your plans for today? Are we going to the movies today?
Yeah.
Are we going to go see the grown-up movie?
Yeah.
Do you like movies with gladiators?
Oh, have fun there. It's going to be great.
Terrible reviews.
Yeah.
Really bad reviews right now, which concerns me a little bit. But it's got my man. And if it's got my man, I'm going to see it. Denzel. Denzel's in this. What are you giggling about? What are you giggling
about?
Bad
reviews.
Yeah.
Bad, like what reviews?
Bad reviews, like movie reviews, the way they talk about
it. Is it like bad?
I don't know. I'll double check before we go, and we'll go to something else. We're not going to see Wicked.
It's not bad.
Okay, it's not?
71% critics, 84% audience.
Ah, there we go. All right,
there's
we're going
only
to the
one bad part, and that's when Denzel adds cocoa powder to the fun.
Right.
Without sugar.
Without sugar.
Say goodbye to everybody there. He wants to get out of here.
Take Michael's cookies with you to the theater.
Sell them at the theater.
Sell them at the theater.
Maybe our next
He's laughing at your stick, guys. He likes your material.
Laugh when your cookies suck.
So I don't know. I think that's what it was. It was some nasty, cheesy, and that was probably the sourness coming out of the cocoa.
Bitter. Very bitter, yeah.
Bitter. That's the probably what that, I smelled.
That with no fat in there he is. Yeah, Mike, he doesn't want to be on camera anymore.
Right.
The thing that troubles me is no fat at all, and you need that. Otherwise, right. It's just going to be blech, you know?
So when I was giving you Josh and I were giving you crap about the internet connectivity at your home, I know you think that sometimes that my wife has it in for you. She comes in and opened the door and mm-hmm. looked at me and pointed at me, and she said, "Cut the S.
All right.
Stop picking on Rob." So that's it. I didn't.
Well, you know
stand
what?
Corrected. So
today
I'm sorry
I deserve it. I wish I could control the internet better than I can. But you know what? If I'm the guy that's the Jake break to this show, I hate it. I hate it more than you, and you might not even know that.
Well, Josh and I were speculating about it before, but no, look, I'm fine. I think everything's going to work. No, as Josh pointed out, everything
she's
gets
gonna
fixed.
She's going to protect Rob because she wants her fruitcake.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of, we yes. appreciate the bidding
yes.
on the fruitcake, astronomically skyrocketing in price. When does the bidding end for our very first brick?
Thanksgiving morning.
Thanksgiving morning.
At
will
9 a.m.,
be,
right?
9 a.m.
Yeah, right at the beginning of the parade,
very,
Mike.
I am already very, very excited about this. The good news is that once you bid, you'll be able to get another one. If you lose out on this one, you get another one. And then when does that go on sale?
Immediately after.
So the auction for the next one goes right away.
And, Mike, it's yes. like I always told you, five big ways to win big.
Five big ways.
Stay on it.
And for those of you that are concerned that you have no chance to win a fruitcake, on our cocktail show on December 7th, we will be... Is that right? Did I get that wrong?
Yes.
No, that's right. December 7th is not only the
December 7th.
Not only the cocktail show, but our 15th anniversary.
Right.
15th anniversary of the podcast, and then we will be raffling off.
And then I told you pre-show, we're not going to announce the raffle of a fruitcake on the cocktail hour because we don't want to take away from the auction.
Exactly.
But we will be raffling.
Can you edit this out?
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
We're kind of raffle.
I'm so
we're
distracted.
On the Thursday before the cocktail hour, the raffle will go live for the
yes.
cocktail hour.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good. I'm excited.
And if that goes well, Mike, we'll do raffles too.
Raffles too, which was the nightclub that I worked at in the Gaithersburg Marriott Hotel. And everything in my studio is being a little fidgety today. Raffles too. I was, before I became a radio guy, here's how it worked.
All right.
I went to American University, got a job at the American University, got a job at a radio station in my junior year. In my senior year, I think towards the end of my senior year, I went full time and I was also double dipping as a club DJ, where Friday nights I would spin records at a nightclub and drive back. And during this time, I lived all the way down on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. This mm-hmm. is I'm jumbling it all together, but that's what I did for a living, and it was fun. And I would make the trek at about 3:30 in the morning back to from Gaithersburg, Maryland, all the way to the Eastern Shore of Maryland, which was a tremendous haul.
I
saw
wish I
things
could have
on
been
the
with you then, Mike, because I would have talked you into finding a nightclub like in Salisbury.
Yeah, that would have.
There's not many there.
The Eastern Shore, as anybody from Maryland will tell you, is far from everything, and might still very well be. So that's what I did. Yes.
It's Raffles 2 spelled T-O-O, right?
May have been.
Wasn't that it?
So many things happened during that time. I could write a novel, an historical novel, about my time during that period of my life.
That you made a lot of friends, both male and otherwise. It was a good time to be out socializing, wasn't it?
It was a great time for music.
Music.
Because that was the time where music videos were all the rage
mm-hmm.
in the early 1980s, when they really were coming into their own. And the biggest of biggest of biggest was handed out. Now, people don't realize this, but they record companies sent out copies of famous videos, like big time videos. And mm-hmm. the biggest of the big was the Michael Jackson Thriller video. Yep. And I played it for the very first time in the club and watched people just stop and look at the giant TV screen that we had, because I would play music videos that people would dance to along with regular vinyl records. It was a long time ago.
The Thriller video, for those of you, you know, it's very commonplace now, part of our historical fabric. But back right. then, you have to know, it aired once on network television. Friday Night Videos, I believe Christmas Eve. And then it was exclusive to MTV. Right. So if you didn't have MTV, you didn't see Thriller. So it was an amazing thing that you had it. Now, I have to ask, the videos were distributed on VHS tapes, I guess?
I am sure they were. That's my memory of it, and I'm
How
pretty sure that's
How do you cue those, like, so that you had any semblance of a segue when you're going record to video?
That's a great question. I think that I would probably hit the video with a little advance time, and I think I had a switcher that I was able to fade it up. I believe okay. that's the case, but I don't know 100% because that I'm working on right. memory here. I'm really not quite sure, but it was so much fun. And
I bet.
Yeah. You talked up the FBI warning. That's when you would do your talk up.
No, the FBI warning would,
like
would
the
come
warning.
On. The warning. And then I would hit the toggle switch, I believe. This could all be not true. You yeah, know, if you saw the way it really happened.
True stuff, so.
I don't know.
But I do think that your book would be a lot of, I think this is what happened.
I have no. one story that I've probably shared. No, I probably haven't. I've shared to other people. That's a naughty thing that happened to me. In the
oh, you shared this?
On the air?
I think so.
About the offer? I never followed through on it, but no, I received but a offer
you,
of
you
a
wouldn't
favor.
Tell me this not on the air. So, I mean, it's not like you'd call me up at night and say,
"No,
I want to tell you a little bit about what happened to Raffles too."
Well, I just one time a lady in the crowd was really, really into Smokey Robinson. And she said if I played Smokey Robinson, she just came up and you know, made a deal. And
it was an offer more than a deal.
It was an offer, and I did not accept the offer. But before I could not accept the offer, I was looking through the records, and suddenly she was looking through something else, and one thing led to another. And then right away, my manager was walking across the floor, and at that point, everything ceased. And then
everything.
And I said, "You'll never believe what just happened to me." And he said, "Well, you didn't have to stop on my account."
Oh, no.
That's all I'm going to give you. That's all I am going to give you.
This will be a good transition for you.
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson. Hey. Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
He's like the Motown Tony Bennett, isn't he?
That is absolutely right. He is Motown. That's a perfect way of phrasing it. He is the Motown. Hey, this is Smokey Robinson. Hey, I'm Tony Bennett. Hey, Tony.
Hey, I'm Smokey.
Good to see you. Hey, let's do a duet.
I think that's a great idea. Fantastic, Smokey. Okay, Tony.
Yep. I love it.
Is Smokey Robinson alive still?
He is with us. Yes, Tony Bennett, not so much.
No, he's gone. But those
Smokey
were
Robinson
days.
Was, I think Smokey Robinson was sort of a weak link in the Motown cavalcade of stars.
I'm not a big fan. You know.
Yeah. He's attached to some good records, but he's not a good singer. Not like Marvin.
I don't care for Tracks of My Tears.
No. Blech. You really
don't like
got a hold on me.
Everything was kind of like, yeah. Getting back to the Raffles 2, which might have been TOO. one of the most fun times I ever had was we all worked and we got paid more on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And we were open till, you know, the ball dropped and all that. And there's a big crowd and we had blocked out.
That was your closing act, wasn't it? When the ball dropped.
Hey, everybody. That's when I did my Tony Bennett impression. Want to thank everybody for coming to Gaithersburg, Maryland.
And then you stood up on the table and your ball dropped.
And the ball dropped right out of my right side. blip. I will say that it was so cool because we were all young. It feels like we were all very, very young. And they had blocked out for all the young bartenders and the young waitresses and the young managers and the disc jockey in my case. They had blocked out a series of rooms next door at the Holiday Inn. And we were going to finish up, go over to the Holiday Inn, and have literally a countdown at 3:30 in the morning with our own party that ended at 5 o'clock with our new year. And I remember
it was fun.
Would
it not make more sense to do it at 3 a.m. because that would be New Year's in California?
Well, they couldn't get there fast enough.
They couldn't get there. We had to. That was like by the time we broke down the bar and everything got done, and we went over there, and I got over there early because once the music's over, I'm over. If you get my drift. And we went down there, and it was great. And little stuff like that. We had PLPs. We called them PLPs. I don't think I've ever said that.
What
parking
is that?
Lot parties.
Oh, I don't know about those.
Yeah, where we go out and hang out by somebody's car and have a couple of Frosties in the parking lot.
And this was in the dead of winter?
It could be at any time, but usually summertime. We'd go out and we'd hang out. And I remembered it as a fun activity until I went camping with the manager's friends of the hotel, and one of his buddies, who was a real rednecky guy, tried to shoot me in the ass with a .22.
Well, that's no good. He didn't succeed, did he?
You know, Rob, I don't know what it is, but I think as you can find online at many dedicated websites, I occasionally will rub people the wrong way.
I've heard it said on Wikipedia that you're prickly.
That's true. And, that sounds to me,
if there's gunplay, it sounds like he's got to be at least equally at fault.
Well, he was, the way it was explained to me, he was under the influence of alcohol.
What?
And
camping?
I went into, the tents were scattered around the fire area, and I didn't realize that everybody was responsible for their own firewood, and I went in and picked up a log to bring over to my campsite, and he did not take well to
that. Oh, you stole the wood, yeah.
Even though it was not, it was an honest mistake. It was not done maliciously in any way, shape, or form, but I still remember the guy's name. I'll give his name. He might be around. John Bloodgood. Does that sound like a tough guy?
That was his name. Something from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, yeah. Bloodgood! And he, I guess they wrestled it out of his hands or something.
And you were
like
camping
that.
In Timonium?
Probably Western Maryland somewhere. Hello. West Virginia. We used to go to West Virginia a lot.
Don't take my log.
We used to go out there to do that. And, sure. But it was interesting times. The thing that here's the thing I know now that I've lived this many years on the planet. When you are in your 20s, you can do many, 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 many different activities during even the space of 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
You can work, you can go to a party, and then you can get up early in the morning and go on some camping trip or fishing, whereas, you barely can get through a chore and eating dinner before you collapse when you're
exactly.
at my age right now. That's the way that works. So it was a fun time, and I loved it. I love spinning records for people live. I know you've done it multiple times.
The best.
I did it on a massive scale. I had a huge company that was doing that. I had at one point, I think, 6 disc jockeys working for me. I wasn't as big as some of them, but I was big enough.
You weren't Davis DJs.
The worst customers, though. Yeah.
What was your company name?
Chesapeake Recording. How about that? Huh?
Okay.
Pretty good. Because I also also
that's not a good mobile DJ name.
Yeah, but it was under the umbrella. It was under the umbrella of I did commercial production as well.
Okay. All right.
I was always hustling, always side hustling, always my whole life.
Do you remember, or are you in touch with any of your 6 DJs?
No. No.
Can you give me even names at all?
Oh, man. I think Larry Wax might have worked for me a
little
bit.
Great name for a DJ.
I think that anchor guy, maybe. No, he worked for me in the radio station. Sean Anderson, he worked for me for a while, but that was as a disc jockey. But after I got the morning show with Don Geronimo, it became apparent that, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do nighttime DJ work and then do a morning show. That was physically
impossible. I bet the money was good.
Impossible. It was fun for a while, and I ended
up
negotiating.
How was the money with raffles? I would imagine it'd be pretty good.
It was good. We set sales records like on many, many different Friday nights for the company, which was that little place in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Yeah.
We would set nightclub records for them because it was absolutely out the door, jam-packed on Friday nights. When your boy here was spinning. Now, but in this day and age.
To be fair, Mike, yes. Was it you or was it the blow? Because the
it was
blow
the cocaine
was,
that I
the
sold.
The blow was excellent back then.
Yeah, it was the cocaine that I sold. It was, but man, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Lots of fun things went on, and you know, everybody had big hair, and it was
you
Michael
included?
Jackson. Yeah. Oh, probably if you go back and look at my original like pictures from the radio station, I had you know, a big full dark beard and long hair.
I remember old pictures of you where you just had the mustache and big hair.
That was not a good look.
I liked it.
That's when I had a chin.
Yay.
And I've cut it back over the years, and now it's a turkey neck. So I have no idea what happened in the last half hour, but I lost track of the show. I got frustrated with connectivity, and then I took I calmed down by taking a trip down memory lane. So
exactly.
I hope you enjoyed that segment. You can eat. We're going to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
when we
time.
Return, we've got a round table with the news of the day, including some wonderful Thanksgiving treats that I think you're going to really enjoy. So
are these going to be like Thanksgiving tidbits?
No, just stories about Thanksgiving.
Okay, good.
Because that's what we do, because we are timely as today's headlines.
I hope you talk about the first Thanksgiving.
Ah, yes. I was there. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up, sweet people of America. Are you heartbroken about the dearth of TMOS fruitcakes this year, wishing you could taste that holiday magic just once more in 24? Well, you can. It's the 2024 TMOS Christmas Package Auction, and the package contains a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Oh, yes. Yes, it will. Plus, there's five big ways to win. Big. Five separate auctions, one each week leading up to Christmas. Just go to the store at MikeOMaraShow.com and bid, bid, bid. Bid away! And if you hate the suspense, use our convenient Buy It Now option. Fun! This delicacy will be in your mailbox before the rooftop reindeer have a chance to go click, click, clack. Here's the best part. A portion of the purchase price
yes.
will be donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So, the more you bid, the more we give to LLS. And that will truly make you feel merry this holiday season. Bid with confidence.
Ready Whip, not included.
Thank you very much. Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel? Connecting with family and friends? Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. Plus, the built-in True Accent feature, you know I love this, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho. It's a short Christmas season this year, so if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We have the solution for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's the secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique handpicked gifts for everyone on your list. I love this place. All in one spot. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person. You know, so skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. From holiday host gifts to the coolest finds for kids to awesome stuff for any team, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Plus, with every purchase, Uncommon Goods gives back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Proving trust is more important than ever, especially when it comes to your security program. Vanta helps centralize program requirements and automate evidence collection for frameworks like SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, so you save time and money and build customer trust. And with Vanta, you get continuous visibility into the state of your controls. Join more than 8,000 global companies like Flow Health, Synthesia, and Alica Bank who trust Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Now that's a new way to GRC. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
I forget, do you do Ready Whip on yours or ice
no.
cream?
No, I eat it dry.
That's a lie.
I do not put whipped cream on it. It does not need it. To me, it is like candy. Oh, I do I love not
it. And I prefer
anything.
Cool Whip. Over
Cool Whip.
Ready Whip.
Ooh,
Cool Whip is great on a pecan aerosol. Pie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've probably noticed that there hasn't been any new Elton John music in a bit. He even announced a new album last year, but we haven't seen it. Well, we finally got an update. Elton stopped by Good Morning America yesterday and revealed everything is on hold for now because he can't even see. Did you know about
what?
This?
No.
Here's the quote. I unfortunately lost my eyesight in my right eye in July because I had an infection in the south of France.
Is that code? How's your hey Elton, how's your south of France?
It's been 4 months now since I haven't been able to see. My left eye is not the greatest. There's hope and encouragement that it'll be okay, but I'm kind of stuck in the moment because I can't do something like this. Going into the studio, recording, I don't know because I can't see a lyric, for starts. He added that he's been taking an initiative to treat it because he can't read, watch, or see anything. But regardless of his struggles, Elton still feels like the luckiest man in the world, and this is the first I've heard of it. I had no idea that he was having these issues.
There's one song I know from the... I'm sorry, go ahead, Josh.
He is trying to cover up that his Broadway musical has completely flopped.
Oh, is that what it's all about?
It lasted about 6 days.
Oh, that's not very good. I know one of the songs on the new album that he did complete, it's called Saturday Night's All Right for Stumbling.
Down the stairs. look, get well, Elton, sir.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He can't sing anymore, but he's very talented.
Sir Elton John. Remember when the baller thing was to make it rain? Do you remember that? That seemed like a short time ago. In the club. Well, I guess you can still do that, but Wiz Khalifa, one of my all-time favorite musical names. Wiz Khalifa.
I've seen him in concert, believe it or not.
Did you see him? You didn't go to Tampa with us, did you?
No. I saw
Wiz. For the Super Bowl?
No. But was he there for that?
I think he was. No, that was Wyclef Jean. Sorry about that.
Wiz opened for Fall Out Boy at the single loudest concert I've ever been to, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow.
Well,
and
Wiz.
That's what I call my home runs.
Oh, really? Wiz
when
Khalifa?
I hit a home run, it's a Wiz Khalifa.
Not a piss missile?
Exactly.
A Wiz missile.
Wiz was performing at a club in Thailand last weekend when a fan started throwing cash at him on stage. Wiz didn't like it. He called the fan out saying, "Stop throwing money on the stage. I'm not a stripper, dog.
Dog.
Quit throwing money." He didn't like it. He was offended.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's kind of interesting. You know, I just if it was a live show that we did, just scoop it up.
Exactly. I'd encourage more. I'd say I am a stripper.
There is video of this happening. We'll get to your appearance coming up. I've got an idea for you. There's video of this happening, and you can hear the fan apologizing. However, it sounds like Wiz had already said something before, because Wiz went on to berate the fan. He said, "I've already told you once, I'm not a dancer. If you don't know, I'm Wiz Khalifa."
Yeah. So, and you know about his brother in the soda industry?
No.
Fizz Khalifa.
Fizz. Sort of the junior circuit.
Yeah, yeah, not as much.
You don't get that. So Wiz was pissed off. He's over in Thailand. I'm sure he's having a good time. Come on.
I think most people would welcome money.
Amen. Who doesn't like a little cash-arino once in a while? If the highlight of your year, as I know it is for Rob, is the Billboard Music Awards.
Love them. Oh, the best.
Your Christmas will come on December 12th. When the ceremony airs live on Fox and Paramount Plus, comedian Michelle Buteau.
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
Spell it.
Can we get a picture of Michelle Buteau? I'd like to even see. Or it's B-U-T-E-A-U.
You've seen her before.
Okay. I think that's almost name. The French word for boat. Bateau.
Bateau.
Bateau, B-A-T-E-A-U, I think.
She is going to be the host of the Billboard Music Awards. The nominees were just announced.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't.
That dress is going to get best supporting something.
The nominees. Yes.
Survival of the thickest.
Oh, okay. Very exciting. There's so much out there now.
I have a sickness for the thickness.
The nominees were just announced, and Zach Bryan leads the way, 21 nominations. Taylor Swift second with 17. Morgan Wallen has 11. And first-time nominee Sabrina Carpenter has 9. All four of them are nominated for this year's top artist, along with Drake, who I saw online has a pretty amazing plane. Drake has a very, very special plane, one of the most expensive celebrity planes out there, and very, very cool.
Wow.
The top male artist nominees are Zach, Morgan, and Drake, along with Luke Combs and Post Malone. And the top female artist contenders are Taylor and Sabrina, along with Billie Eilish. Is it Chapel Roan? Did I get that right? And SZA. SZA.
I can't believe, Mike, once again, Billboard totally ignoring Charlie Pride.
Yes.
Not cool. Not cool.
But no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Do you think they'll honor any older female country singers, perhaps with red hair, at this award show?
My fingers aren't working really fast.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
That's a winner every time. Watch
the top duo or group category features Blink-182, Coldplay, Linkin Park, Stray Kids, and Fuerza Regida.
Bueno. I don't know what that is. Fuerza Regida? What is that?
You'll find you're in your 50s. I'm in my 60s. Josh is in his 40s. By your 30s, these names start to become less and less familiar in music. That's just
true.
The way it works.
I recognize Blink and Coldplay.
And because there
and
are very fewer and far between iconic artists like there were from our day, like people you could really count on.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
Watch Happy's Place on Peacock.
A luxury bathware brand in Japan is working on a new human washing machine to replace bathtubs. In English, the name literally means human washing machine of the future. Let's take
a peek
at it.
Of the future?
Yeah. It's based on the design some maniac came up with half a century ago. Let's take a peek at that. Well, look at that.
Wow, it looks like the Pope Mobile.
That's going to take up a lot of your house, I think.
Oh, which will be so clean.
Well, I like the two arm handles. Like, you have to hold on.
That's to lift your butt up.
Oh, because, yeah, you got to get under the undercarriage, Mike.
For cleaning. There was an early design back in 1970. This one's more high tech. It's, as you can see, looks like the cockpit of a fighter jet and fills with water. So it's like an enclosed tub. they haven't revealed a ton of details, but it apparently uses microscopic bubbles to blast the filth off of you. Meanwhile, AI tracks your vitals to make sure you're comfortable and that the water temperature is just right. It also dries you off, and the whole process takes 15 minutes. So it's faster than a nice soothing bath, but it would still be quicker to just take a fast shower. They're unveiling the prototype at a conference in April with plans to eventually sell them. No word on how much they might cost. I'm sorry, but I don't see anything there that doesn't replace a shower. I think a shower is the best way to
I think what they need is a good celebrity spokesperson, and I think I know the perfect guy for it.
Wiz Khalifa?
No, Sonny Jurgensen.
Hi there. I don't like to soak in a tub. I like warming jets all over my body.
How about microscopic bubbles, Sonny?
Bubbles getting in my undercarriage, as Rob said. So here we go. I promised you Thanksgiving tidbits.
Yes,
and
I love it.
Here they are. Here are some tips. And I share this with you because I agree.
All right.
With this. And people, as we've discussed many times on this show, less and less etiquette, civility, decency to each other as human beings out there. Here are some tips on how to be a good guest. I'm going to be a guest this weekend for the first time in multiple years, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to do this. Someone asked etiquette experts to name the rudest things you can do at Thanksgiving dinner. I'll go 5-1.
Okay.
Number 5, showing up late. Amen.
Please be on time. It is the hardest meal in the world. The hardest thing about cooking a Thanksgiving dinner is making it all come together at the same time.
Right.
And if you're not there at go time, you wreck everything.
Don't be the person who makes people wait to eat, because then you're going to get mad, the person who's late, because they didn't cut the turkey without you, and that's the way it's going to go. Number 4, salting the food before you at least taste it. That's bad in any circumstance, I think, for the chef. You want to at least give it. It's an old school rule, but some people still care about that. My mom used to get really pissed at my old man, who was Irish and was like,
he wanted everything to be corned.
Number 3 is, man, this is a biggie, criticizing the food.
I do that
I don't think
time.
That's just I've
do
done
that
it.
After you leave.
I did it to my mother-in-law. On one turkey, occasionally. I said, look, it's shredded.
Way to go, Carrie. Those are some real shitty yams.
We had a debate about it. We still debate about it.
Good. Will it come up this Thanksgiving, do you suppose?
It comes up every Thanksgiving, but this one more than others because she's making the bird. Oh. I'm making the dressing. I'm making the cranberry sauce. Carla's making the cornbread souffle. And we're
driving
down.
The bird?
I don't know. It's her recipe, so I'm not sure how that's
Would you
happen.
Entertain a side bet?
What's that?
I bet you one American dollar that she does not take out the neck or gizzards before she cooks it.
Oh, that's not true. No, don't get me in more trouble, please. It's an experienced cook. Come on now. I got to go there and function.
Who can't?
You know?
I mean, that's easy to forget.
Oh, hold on. Carla, duck in and say hi to everybody. Go on. Do you want to just say happy Thanksgiving, please, to people?
Oh, sure.
All right. And tell me what you told me about Rob at the beginning of the show when Rob's connectivity was problematic.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you, Carla. You look lovely.
Thanks. I'm getting ready to go to work.
Yes. You're going to go wash those faces, and people will be thankful that you're giving them such beauty.
I love to give, Rob.
And what did you tell me moments ago? What did you lean in here in your towel?
I told Mike while you were, resetting yourself. I'm like, cut the shit, Mike. The energy is, terrible. I don't know how you deal with it, Rob.
Thank you.
Well, I don't have a piece of paper to certify it like you do. So.
All right.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Thank
I'm
you,
grateful
Carla.
For you both.
Thanks for building me up.
Here, here.
All right. Very, very good. There she
Mike,
goes.
Mike, I think you came off sounding great.
Yeah, as usual. Smelling like a rose. Number 2 is bringing uninvited guests. That is, I would be super pissed if I'm having, especially a small gathering. Even if you think there's plenty to eat, it's still rude. If you want to bring someone last minute, ask the host first. Pick up the phone and call. That's not a problem.
You should bring someone to your mom's and not tell her, just to see how it goes.
Carla's mom's house?
Yeah. Bring a neighbor.
That's a cool idea.
Or just a homeless guy on the way.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be wonderful.
A guy that hands out a lot of American flags. Yeah.
You could bring a little dinosaur to your dinner. There you go. What do you think the number one is? What do you think?
Masturbate
the number one is? At the table.
You can't do that. I mean, not even regardless of your faith. It's just not appropriate.
Especially not if you're the unwanted guest.
Yeah. And it all doesn't it always seem to work that way, Josh? It's like, I got this homeless guy, and yep. I thought he'd like it, that's but he just started jerking it at the table.
I am going to mention this to family members. Using your phone. Don't yes. use your phone. Sharing a meal is about togetherness, and your phone takes you out of the moment, as mm-hmm. it always did.
Does. What are you going to post any Thanksgiving pics of your food before you eat?
No. No, and I'm not going to let Carla do that. No, I hate that. Don't do that. That
someone's getting a phone call.
Did you hear that? That came through, yeah. didn't it? I heard
yeah,
that.
I think
it's rude. Rude and rude. Finally, it's our last story. Finally, today, a simple Thanksgiving meal for 10 is supposed to... 10. Is supposed to cost $58 this year, or you could blow your full holiday budget on this. A fancy restaurant in New York called Old Homestead Steakhouse. I've heard of that one.
So have I, yeah.
It's offering a special cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving that costs $200 per spoonful.
A spoonful?
Their regular Thanksgiving dinner is pricey but not insane. The classed up meal with turkey and fixings costs $85 or $105 if you add filet mignon. Well, who wants, you don't want filet mignon for Thanksgiving.
No, that's for breakfast on Thanksgiving.
For an extra $195, you can add a dollop of the cranberry sauce. And here's why it's so expensive. In addition to the fresh cranberries, it's infused with a port wine. Oh, no. Yeah. That costs $4,400 a bottle. White truffles, gross times two.
Tastes like dirt.
That cost $1,500 a pound. And a special honey imported from New Zealand. And honey, I miss you.
They took Michael's strategy of bacon.
Yes, absolutely. They got it all over the sink. They're only serving it on Thanksgiving Day. The owners say they started with their mom's cranberry recipe and fancied it up. Or you can walk into the driveway, light some 20s on fire, and scream to the neighbors all around you, "Don't you wish you were me?"
Like Donny Osmond.
There it is. Yay.
You know, speaking of their special honey, Mike, you might want to bring a special honey to Thanksgiving dinner. That'd be a good surprise guest.
Oh, yeah. Like a hooker.
Well, I think that you and I were probably thinking like the daughter on Landman.
Very, very exciting. Ooh, that's a tease. We'll take a break and come right back, ladies and gentlemen. The Legacy Box Black Friday event starts right now.
Yes.
Better Homes and Gardens called Legacy Box the most sensitive and... That's not sensitive. Start again, Michael. What's the matter with you today? You heard it. Cut the S.
All right. Quit picking on Mike.
Better Homes and Gardens called Legacy Box the most sentimental gift. Why am I having trouble with sentimental today?
Because you hate sentiment.
The most sentimental gift to give this holiday season. During their Black Friday event, more families can reclaim priceless footage with a whopping 65% off. There's never been a better time to preserve your past with Legacy Box. Starting at only $27, Legacy Box is a simple and safe way to digitize your treasured videotapes, film reels, and photos. Everything is done by hand right here in the U.S. Convert your media to digital copies that will always be protected from floods, mold, or even the decay of time. Just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures. Their team will professionally digitize everything by hand in the USA, and you will get it back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals. Think of all the Christmas mornings you recorded. Relive those family memories this holiday season. On the big screen with Legacy Box, you can now preserve the video of Josh singing along at Wicked, the motion picture.
I love it.
The Legacy Box Black Friday event is here, and they're giving our listeners the best deal of the year. Hit up legacybox.com/TMOS to save an unreal 65%. With limited quantities ready to ship, this deal will go fast. Legacybox.com/TMOS for 65% off. Legacybox.com/TMOS. Do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. All right, Rob, you were teasing it in the last break. Take it away. I understand what you want to talk about.
It is the third episode of Landman has dropped, the William Robert Thornton program. And what surprised me is yesterday, independent of each other, my son and my wife asked when the next episode was ready. So all three of us.
Your wife likes it too?
Yes. She loves Billy Bob.
My wife is off of it. She
really? How
not,
come?
Because it's too
that one line.
It's just too guy oriented, which is. I can understand it to a point. She doesn't like that. She's
but
not,
Billy Bob
all in
is
on that.
So. I mean, I watched him so carefully last night. He is so born to play this role.
He is.
He's so good at it.
And
it's
Taylor
not even
Sheridan
a stretch. Yes.
is writing it, and I think he's writing for Billy Bob, and it's great. But the naked sexual tension is still there. The ex-wife is played by that beautiful
Allie
model,
Larder.
Allie Larder, who is gorgeous, and then she has a daughter who is also a turbo hottie. But Carla brought this up, and I will throw this at you, and we'll stop on Landman because we dealt with it a lot last
week.
Okay,
very good.
Do you believe that the mother-daughter combo is kind of shoehorned into the episodes simply for the TNA effect? Carla believes that's true.
No, I don't. Because
you don't think so?
I think that they have to show that he is a conflicted man about his marriage, his ex-marriage, and also the fact that he's that, killer roughneck guy out in business, but he so genuinely loves his daughter, shows a different side of him. I think it's a good character study for him to have them both.
I still have a creep factor with Billy Bob. There's just something there that that feels odd, and the absolute look. I don't have any opposition to fine-looking, scantily clad women on stage. But I certainly understand the gratuitous nature of the presentation.
Mike,
go ahead, Josh.
And I do. I think partially it is in there.
Yeah.
For a different view. But
yeah, I disagree.
Problem with it. My problem with the sexualization of the show.
Yeah.
Is putting her at 17 years old.
That's weird.
Well, we're back to that. Yeah.
We're weird.
But you have to admit that the daughter and the ex-wife. Passing out poolside definitely advanced the plot.
I've done that a lot.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
Passing out poolside, and he's in the middle of all. Oh, last question. And by the way, if you're not watching Landman, we will. I'm on a Taylor Sheridan binge, the likes of which I've never been in. I am simultaneously watching Lioness, Landman, and last night I caught up with the original, Yellowstone.
How is Yellowstone?
I wanted to say this about that. Since I finally got around to it and I binged it last night, to Taylor Sheridan and to Kevin Costner, you really screwed over your audience by the way you killed off Kevin Costner in the opening season, the opening,
episode,
part two season of this. Really, it could have been much less hack if you had involved him even a little bit in that, but I guess they were the two big super studs.
What if they bring him back later in the season as a ghost?
Well, they always try crap like that with flashbacks and all that.
Yeah, but, they can use the old footage.
You know what Kevin Costner said about this is that it was news to him that they were going to kill him off like that. He didn't know until he saw it himself. So he didn't know anything about it. And
he was no longer on the show.
He knew he was no longer on the show. And I think that you can tell when somebody is written out of a show and there's an agreement, and someone who is written out of a show because he went F you and they went F you to him. Yep. It's obvious. Yep. And once they get through it, I love the writing and the storyline about the whole thing, but you know, when you're seeing every shot of him from the back and, you know, they're using the double, it just, it to me was kind
of
hacked.
Like when they did the episode of The Sopranos after Livia died.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's not in it because she's really dead.
But it's CGI her and it looks wrong.
It's
not
right.
I think this Taylor Sheridan is good, but why can't he get back to his good movies, the Madea movies?
Does he do Cross too? On Paramount Plus, that series.
Is that the story about Jesus?
No, not The Cross, Rob. It's Cross. And I think it's Tyler Perry. Alex Cross, yeah. I think it's Alex Cross. But anyway, I'm addicted no matter what he does. I love it. I love all his stuff. And I really do think it's kind of a guy show. All of his shows, I think, are guy-oriented.
But Billy Bob, I think that transcends it. That scene with the, I won't say what he did with it, but the scene he had with the shovel and the realtor, that is just, I could watch that 30 times in a row because he's so at ease with that character. I love it.
I will say, go ahead.
He's not attached to Cross.
Okay, so he's not. That's just Paramount Plus that I see that. Would you, all right, last question, and this is our Landman moment here. I'll ask Rob, do you think that he will enter into a romantic relationship with the lawyer that's come to town to kind of blame everything on him?
I would say bet your soul on it.
Yeah, that's creepy.
His boss
too.
Told him to.
That's true.
That's right. That's creepy, though, too. That is really, there's a creep factor there. And it's not because of Billy Bob's age, it's because Billy Bob looks like, you know, death warmed over in this.
But
in
he
this
has
episode.
For 30 years. I mean, he doesn't look
like
any
this.
Different.
He's particularly death like. We have to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. And by the way, you've already ruined your holiday. We will have that when we return for all of you on our Thanksgiving week. You can eat. Drive carefully. Listen up, maniacs. Dermglow Skin has the help you need, and it's delivered right to your front door. They now offer microdosing with semaglutide or tirzepatide. No BMI requirement needed. Perfect. If your BMI is too low for traditional weight management, but you still want the benefits. Of all the people in the world, they chose you.
They chose you.
Just hit the longevity tab.
I am going
no, Mike.
To live forever. Longevity.
You'll be fine.
Hit the tab at Dermglow Skin to explore, but that's not all. You can level up with PT-141 for enhanced sexual health, B12 for a natural energy boost, NAD Plus to tap into the fountain of youth. I've tapped it, and look at me.
Look out, Mike tapped it. Keep tapping it, Mike.
Smorlin, synapsin, capapsin, palapsin, to banish brain fog. Everything ships straight to your door, so there's no reason to wait. Have questions? Carla's got you covered. Start your journey to a better you. Age well with peptides. I am Mike O'Mara, and my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. And they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. But I no longer drink the milkshake.
Why?
Because I'm in control.
Ah.
I drink your milkshake. Eli, you boy. Yeah, I'm weird today. I'm sorry.
Hadn't picked up on that.
Yes. Just weird show. Weird energy. Cut the S, Mike.
What? Well, you know what? She got under your skin.
Yeah,
and that's
did, but
not
she
okay.
She was right. She was right. Sometimes I get mad at you, and I shouldn't. I apologize.
No.
Go ahead.
No need. You needn't apologize, Mike. But you're not planning Thanksgiving, so I don't know that you've ruined your holiday yet.
No, I'm really looking forward to it. I really am.
If you're hosting, there's some things you should have started doing a month ago. According to
really?
Food
Alton
Network.
Brown?
No, Food Network and Food and Wine Magazine. Alton doesn't have anything to do with this.
Okay.
Sadly.
All right. Although he is an employee.
A month ago, you were prepping for Halloween.
Yeah exactly. Silly.
Not worrying about this.
Silly. Mike, if you haven't already prepared your guest list, you are waiting too long. But what do you think? Because I get the
think
same people
here's the
come
way
in
I look
every
at
time.
It. Yeah. I believe that is. Of all the things I expected you to say, a guest list, I think a month out is probably a pretty good idea, where you know who's going to be breaking bread
but
with
you.
But
don't you usually get together with the same people every year?
By the way, if you are the daughter of a person and you are missing your first Thanksgiving because you're staying back in the ex-wife's house, and you've promised that you're coming for Christmas, you might want to give the specifics.
Well, it falls on the 25th this year, doesn't it?
I know, but I just want to know whether Elizabeth's coming or not.
She'll come. She'll come. She will. Right down
the
chimney.
It's always me.
Leave out cookies for her.
It's always me. I'm the one that always has to make the arrangements. It's the way.
Well, I'm like, they're kids.
I know, but let me know. Let me know. They're kids. They're grown-ups. They're adult people. Come on now.
They're always going to be your kid. How about that?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned from Landman. Man.
Yeah.
Mon? Lon Mon?
Lon Mon. Lon Mon. Great ass.
All right. This one pisses me off, is that a month out, you should have planned your menu. Who needs to plan a Thanksgiving menu? It's the same thing every year.
Well, where does this come from? It comes from the
Food
Network.
Wine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Food and Wine. Right.
Now, are you debuting anything new this year at your Thanksgiving table?
Yes.
What?
Domino's Pizza.
That's good. That's surprised that didn't make your list of rude things to bring. I will be doing for the first time, a sweet potato dish that has Kraft baby marshmallows on it. Because we normally do like an oatmeal covering on our yams. And yams or sweet potatoes are different, but I use them interchangeably. Mike.
Mangina.
You wish you were me.
Oh, no, I don't. you know what I do? I have one thing to say about you. I was looking at the fruitcake auction.
Yeah.
And there's a video of you. I think you look really good with the full beard, and you would look, if you put a little little coloring in your beard, and I think you are still young enough to pull it off and darken your beard a little bit.
I tried it. I don't like it. I don't like it. It looks wrong on me. And I bought
that beard. That beard that you had in the video that we have for the fruitcakes. By the way, the fruitcake auction going on till Thursday, till Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
When does it end on Thanksgiving, Josh? 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. Thanksgiving. Your chance to bid. Go ahead and bid early, bid often. I think you just looked awesome with that full beard. You grow an amazing beard. You really,
well,
and not
you.
Many men can do that. I think you
ought
to give it a try.
I appreciate that. I don't like it so much, and I really don't like the way it looks. I tried two different colors, and neither of them were just right.
Okay.
They both looked like I needed to adjust the television.
You could do it when you go to your barber. They could do it for you.
Not my barber.
All right. Okay.
No.
All right,
he would always say, never mind. We won't get into my barber. Mike.
I'm just trying to make you look like anything but a dinosaur egg. That's what I am trying to do. Okay.
Here's the beard.
Doesn't that look awesome?
I don't know that
doesn't
awesome
he look
is
cool?
the word.
I think it's so cool looking. Look at that beard. It's low cut. Good. Doesn't he look good with that beard?
I think the beard works.
It really does. It really
Maybe you
does.
You two will get something a little something special. For Christmas.
It's just an observation, and I did it when I was having one of my receding hairline dreams.
And I'd like to see the photo from the camera in the background.
Oh, and look at our
Oh,
guy
that's video. That would be video.
That's Twitch in the background.
My
that's
boy.
Twitch.
Hard time to be without him. Hard
yeah, I bet. Absolutely.
Him.
Yeah.
Mike, if you haven't started thawing your turkey yet, good luck, brother, because you've got to start it thawing.
Is there any kind of speed thawing,
yes.
like putting it in water, that type of thing?
And then you
thing?
Have the water circulating. But do you really want to deal with that on Thanksgiving? The circulating water trick?
I also have a turkey now that you can take straight from the freezer and cook.
Yeah, but
that's right.
I'm not buying that either. I bought my turkey. I bought fresh, but I still have it in the fridge until I brine it. So,
are you having people or are you going to someone?
Having people. We haven't had a big family one in a few years.
And you're hosting?
Yeah, it'll be eight people here, which is a good number. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and not nine because Julia is bringing a friend who's in town with no family. And I always like that. If someone is.
Is she bringing the dude that was in Vegas?
I think he's coming for dessert. He's vegan, so he
can't
eat a lot of the stuff that we eat.
I like that kid. What's his name? He's a nice kid.
Jack. Jack is a good guy.
Yeah. Jack.
Jack. Mike, if you haven't done it yet, it's too late. You got to clean your refrigerator.
Well, I'm not going. I'm not hosting. So, but we are having family. We're having family over on Saturday. So,
so you better clean that fridge.
My niece and her big family coming over. So we're
take the shelves out, wash them, do the whole thing, and then Mike, clean your oven.
All right, and your ears.
Yes, but the problem with a clean oven is the first few things after. The first few things you cook after you clean an oven sometimes taste like a clean oven. Sometimes they taste like ash. So don't cook it, clean it right before you do your turkey, or you'll have trouble that way. When, do you have? I'm sure, Mike, you have a self-cleaning oven. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, we do have male demographics that listen to this show. I have no idea. You're doing a Martha Stewart show right here.
I would say that at least 40 to 45%. Within the sound of my voice,
I know
in a house where the men cook the bird.
The men, no way,
absolutely,
no way, almost half, way.
No, I think the only men that cook the birds are the ones that are going and dropping it in grease.
The fryer, yeah. The deep fryer, right,
right.
That counts though. That counts as my 45 part of my 45%.
All right, Cindy. I'm just, as far as, no, men don't, it doesn't happen. That's why.
I used to cook the ham.
The ham, but that's just reheating it, isn't it?
Well, I would smoke it.
Oh.
And then put Dr. Pepper and honey and all on it.
Oh, Dr. Pepper makes anything better. All right, wrap it up.
20 minutes. Last one, Mike. Martha. Make sure to take an inventory of your pantry so you don't come up missing salt or star anise or coriander, any of these great things from Vixen LaForest.
Get me a lasagna, Doc Severinsen.
Mike, you haven't done any of those things, and therefore your Thanksgiving has already been ruined.
Ruined.
You
and
ruined
that's the
it.
Way. The Brooklyn pronunciation, ruined.
Ruined. You ruined
you
it.
Ruined Thanksgiving. No, I get to go to somebody else's place, and I'm gonna try to leave early so I don't have to clean up. Anyway, that's yes, it's Mike O'Mara's selfish Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and then masturbate at the table.
We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, don't miss out. It's the 2024 Mike O'Mara Show Christmas Ornament. Your house will look extra festive when you deck the halls with us. You can bring holiday cheer to every American with this mini replica of the iconic TMOS campfire mug. Display them both, Santa Claus and an elf that you can eat. What does that mean? Display them both, Santa Claus and elf? And
yeah,
an
like
elf?
Santa
what?
Claus and an elf. It's like big guy and little guy. I changed
Mama
and child.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Santa. And there's the elf that you can hang
there's
from
Hermie.
A tree.
Yeah.
It's perfect for decorating the tree, the office, or any place that needs a touch of show spirit. It comes with a custom loop, so it's ready to hang and comes standard in a holly jolly gift box. Get one for yourself and one for a loved one. Act fast. Supplies are extremely limited, and if you've collected our yearly ornaments every December, this is the only way to get the one to make your set complete.
That's
remember
right.
To buy your 2024 TMOS Christmas ornament at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And remember, it not only makes a great shot glass, you can fill it with brownie batter and then bake it with Kraft baby marshmallows. It's a real piss missile. The TMOS holiday mug, non-denominational, so it can never offend. Because offend non-offensive is nice. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Here is
hey,
dismissal.
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Beautiful video.
Oh, I missed the jingle.
77 WABC. Bubbling over with.
We love to have fun, especially when we go to the Olive Garden, Mike. I know it's your favorite place. It's
lovely.
How many consecutive anniversaries have you celebrated at the Olive Garden?
Every marriage, 38.
Oh, I didn't realize every marriage you went
to. It's an excuse to get the free breadsticks, Pally.
It's funny you should bring up breadsticks. How would you like it if you were served a breadstick at Olive Garden that had a code printed on it?
Why is there letters on my Olive Garden breadstick?
Are there?
I know, he's stupid.
No.
But.
Sorry, I have to. Where's my ordinance? I have to.
Oh, you're going to blow play. Him up for
Let's
that?
Yeah, well, I usually like to have my ordinance handy.
All right.
So,
you need
okay.
a replay?
I'm ready. Yeah, please. Okay. Please.
Why
one more
is
time.
There letters on my Olive Garden breadstick?
You don't get to go online if you say, is there letters? You
yeah,
incredible moron.
They say that the bread, while still in a dough form, touched the bag that they come in and the letters transferred like so much silly putty.
Can I blow it up again, please? Absolutely. Want to. This individual guy. All right, here we go.
And you know that Olive Garden, Mike, gave him $100 for his trouble.
Is there nice letters on my Olive Garden breadstick?
Now, I like the fact, I just noticed on that viewing that the actual subtitles say is. So it's wrong. It's very much on purpose. Yeah, it is.
Come on, people. Really.
There's another video going around with a guy who bleached his hair using the Home Depot bag, and the letters came off the Home Depot bag and printed on the top of his head like that.
See, that's nice.
I like that. That's great. Is there letters?
Mike, is there a wedding chapel? Are there a wedding chapel in New Orleans that you can go to?
I don't know. Are there?
Yes, Mike. One just opened, and it are great. I want you to see it. It's in a liquor store.
Oh.
And so if you're in there buying your booze, you can get married. And what I think my favorite part of this is when you see the liquor shop owner, because he looks like a New Orleans liquor shop owner.
World's first liquor store wedding chapel is now open in New Orleans at Chuck's on the Avenue Liquor Store on St. Charles Avenue. The first couple to get married were from Donaldsonville, Louisiana.
Yeah, we just loved the drink, and we figured it perfect when Vince came out and told us about it. And we said, yeah, let's do it.
Owner Chuck himself walked the beautiful bride down the aisle to this gorgeous chapel right in the back of the liquor store next to the grab-and-go drink.
Mike?
That guy thinks he looks so good.
I know, in his hat.
He looks so good. That is awesome. Yeah, thanks for coming to Jack.
And remember, Mike, why did you choose Chuck's? Because we like to drink, so it sounded like it'd be perfect.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right. Hey, Grease, come on down to Port Tobacco.
Hey, Grease, what's the difference between a sailboat and a powerboat, Grease?
Yeah, buddy.
Here is a list that Dad made, and this is just a generic Dad in quotation marks, things that Mom has said to Dad that Dad could never say to Mom. And I love the fact, A, that the dad is having so much fun with it, and B, he's got the kind of readers that have a magnet over the nose, so he can put them on that way.
Family members, I hate that. I really do. We just separate the going, yeah. Carry them with you all the time. All right. We all should have them, those of us that need our specs. But I, you know.
Do what I do. Buy a 3-pack and just sprinkle them around the house. There's always
one nearby.
More.
I have more. I win. I'll count them.
Okay.
All right. On the bonus show this week, I will collect all of my readers, and at the opening of the bonus show, I will show you my readers on our bonus show. I promise
Mike,
you that.
Throughout the show, will you wear all of them at least once?
100%. 100,000%.
All right. Here's Dad and Mom. You can't say this to Mom.
Things your mother has said to me that I could never say to her. Okay.
And by the way, if you're just listening, it's not Richard Kind. It is
that is the Brooklyn accent that I play golf at. It's like this. Okay, you sound like this. This is the way it goes. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Back to Papa. I'm sorry, here we go.
Things your mother has said to me that I could never say to her.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah. All right.
I wrote it down. Okay.
Get your glasses.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Change your pants before we leave. Your ass is sagging.
Your ass is sagging.
I write them down. Number two, fix your hair. You look like an axe murderer. That's terrible. Number three, try again. I'm not going out with you looking like that.
Remember, you were wearing all gray.
Yeah, right. Ready? Next one. This one is my favorite. Ready? Fix your shirt so your belly isn't sticking out. I don't have a belly. All these years I'm doing sit-ups, push-ups. I don't have a belly.
So that's the father.
I love it. That's
I do
it.
Too.
How and are my- you? Yes.
Are you doing the big parade? And I know that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade will be on NBC on Thanksgiving morning. Mm-hmm. Are you doing that parade in your neighborhood that you always do?
Oh yeah, yeah. Where we any kind of vehicle is welcome. Your home vehicle, your car, your golf cart, your bicycle, and then I come down the street as Santa.
I'm surprised that you're doing
bad
it this
Santa.
Year. after last year. Do you remember the incident last year? And we close with this. Here's Mike's neighborhood Thanksgiving parade.
You gotta play that one again.
For those of you who are just joining us, that is a 3 golf cart pileup, and those golf carts are moving. They obviously have, Mike, as you say, the chip.
They have a sign that says the flying golf carts.
The flying golf carts.
Yes. One there.
Does that guy go through the front?
I think so. My favorite part about that, Mike, is, and if you've ever collided with anything on a golf cart, it's the jump after the hit. The golf cart will hit.
I have to see it. It's a threefer. It's a threefer, please.
Out the side and into the other window.
There we go. All right, let's take it.
Anyway, Mike, that's all I have for you. And we'll call it right there.
Yes. Hey, be safe, everybody. On the be safe and treat everybody with respect as you're getting to and fro. And we appreciate that. And thank you for listening. Enjoy. If this is the last time you hear us, enjoy your Thanksgiving week. We hope to see you soon. Why? All right. What am I doing wrong here? What am I doing wrong?
No, it was just odd.
I know it's odd. You know, this is
like,
easier.
We're back next week.
He's here. We are back next week.
We are back next week.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday and drive safely. That's all I was trying to say. And this is not your last time.
You're not going to choke on the turkey.
No, I'm not going to choke on the turkey.
Mike, the amazing thing is every time someone does a podcast, it could be their last podcast, and they don't know it at the time.
When will our bonus show drop this week, Josh Soroka?
Wednesday.
That's tomorrow. Our bonus show will drop, and if you like reading glasses as much as I do, please check it out. We'll be bringing them to you.
Mike, tomorrow is traditionally the heaviest podcast listening day of the year.
Which is not to be confused with Friday, which is traditionally the heaviest driving podcast day of the year. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
So silly.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Proving trust is more important than ever, especially when it comes to your security program. Vanta helps centralize program requirements and automate evidence collection for frameworks like SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, so you save time and money and build customer trust. And with Vanta, you get continuous visibility into the state of your controls. Join more than 8,000 global companies like Flow Health, Synthesia, and Alica Bank who trust Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Now that's a new way to GRC. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.